Mike Plord in the studio, and joining me is Active Physical Therapy folks, Dave Arrow, who's the general manager at Active Physical Therapy, and Jamie Green, who's a physical therapist. Good morning.
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 Glad to have you in the studio as always. And Dave, you've got something new to tell folks. What's going on?
Well, next Monday is going to be the opening of our new Nagani physical therapy clinic inside the YMCA.
That's great news. That's fantastic news. And Jamie, you're going to be the physical therapist there.
I am.
And you're going to have a sports trainer along with you. Tell us about what's going on with the new Nagani location.
Sure. Myself and Pam Dost will be staffing a small outpatient clinic right inside the YMCA. Pam's going to be handling all the Nagani sports and taking care of all the athletes in Nagani. So we felt it was important to have a presence right there in Nagani.
Now, it's been my privilege, of course, to broadcast Ishmael Hematites over the last 5 years, and I've watched Active Physical Therapy, and of course, Scott Corkin works with Ishmael, and you guys are at every game, and you guys are Johnny on the spot on the field when anything goes on, and even if an athlete comes to the bench and says, you know, I got a quirk over here, you guys are right there to help out.
Yeah, I think it's important to have that coverage for our athletes in the area. And now that we have the contract with Nice Schools, Nagani Schools, and Ishpeming Schools, we are covering all the West End athletes.
But I think another thing that needs to be mentioned is, as good as you are with the athletes, it's not only athletes that can use active physical therapy.
Correct. It's really for the whole community. We provide that coverage for the athletic training part, but we also provide great physical therapy, which can range from any age that needs it.
Do you invite people, Jamie, to come in and see the facilities and find out what's going on?
Absolutely. I think it's best if you do get a look at it. A lot of times it can be intimidating, the idea of going to a doctor or to a doctor's appointment or a physical therapy appointment. And I think if you come in and see our facility, it's very inviting, very warm. We laugh a lot. We have a great time there. Not only are people getting better and learning about themselves and their own bodies on how to make it better and easier for them to get healthy from an injury or a surgery, we provide that comfortable atmosphere. For it.
And it's going to be in the Y building?
Yes, our new facility is opening Monday the 8th, and we will be inside the YMCA in Nagani right on Iron Street.
Fantastic. Yeah. And Dave Arrow also with us. How did this come about, Dave?
Well, there was a couple of reasons behind it, and Jamie alluded to one where, you know, working with the Nagani schools, not that it's a really long drive up to Ishpeming, but you know, if we're in town, it would be a lot easier for the athletes if they need to get tape before a game, or if our trainer needed to get over to the school for something. You know, we're only a minute away instead of 5 minutes away, and sometimes that can make a difference. But also, you know, we wanted to be able to provide the community of Nagani a choice for physical therapy. You know, having another provider in town is always a good thing. In working with the YMCA, Lisa Coombs-Giroux and I have been talking about this for a while. You know, having a partnership with an organization that's like us, very community-minded, and to have a post-PT program. So when someone is injured and they get done with their therapy, a lot of times they go home and they don't follow through on their exercises. You know, they don't necessarily have opportunities to keep going. Our clinic in Ishpeming does not have a post-PT program, but in Nagani, in the Y's got all kinds of different programming after someone is completed with their therapy, whether it's yoga classes or exercise classes, or just getting a general membership with the Y to be able to continue to use the same machines that you used while you were in therapy.
Sounds like a great idea to me. And people, as they get their therapy, can follow up, like you just said, with the Y right next door.
Yep.
And it's right there.
Yep. And also, it helps us support the Y, mm-hmm. because being in the clinic, you know, we will bring new people in the YMCA, and we'll also, you know, provide an additional revenue stream for the YMCA.
I like it too, because there's so many athletes in Nagani, so many athletes in Ishpeming. You really do need a facility for each place, mm-hmm. and a lot of people don't realize it's not only football and basketball that's played in Nagani, as far as sports are concerned. You have tennis players, volleyball players, all kind of wrestlers, so many people. And then again, like you say too, the people who are working out later on that are not athletes at school, but are athletes on their own.
Right, right. And the other thing is, in January, people will be allowed to have direct access to physical therapy. So when that happens, if someone's in the YMCA and they have a sprain or an injury or something they want to have looked at, we'll be right there.
Oh, outstanding, outstanding. Once again, when is it opening?
September 8th.
September 8th.
Next Monday.
Next Monday. We're talking to Dave Arrow and Jamie Green from Active Physical Therapy, and we're going to come back and talk to them a little more about what's happening with Active Physical Therapy, including a brand new location in Nagani. Stay tuned. Sunny Morning Show with Walt and Mike.